Biorelativity for January 18th, 2022. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Greetings, this is Giuliano. We are the Octurians. Welcome again to Biorelativity for Planet Earth in January 2022. You are pioneers in the planetary healing work. And I assure you that more and more people throughout the planet will begin to value the work that you are doing. As we enter this next phase of the planetary drama, you may discover that planet Earth will be going through dramatic changes. And you, as planetary healers, can have an influence on the outcomes and the reactions that the Earth has. There are many different factors throughout the globe that are affecting North America. Some of these are radiation, some of these are political, some of them are environmental, and many of them are really what I would call the Earth's reaction to the situation. Think for a moment, never before has this planet had so many humans on this planet. Think for a moment how much change has been done throughout the globe, including the oceans. Think for a moment about how much radiation has been released into the atmosphere. And think for a moment about the natural cycles of the planet that have been disrupted through climate change, and the ocean currents have been altered. What this leads is great irregularity and unpredictability. When you are wanting reliability and security, we will focus on our interaction and our relationship with the Mother Earth, because never before has man's relationship with the planet been critical, and been so critical to the outcome of a planetary crisis. Take three breaths, my friends. And with each breath, feel yourself going deeper and deeper into a state of what I call spiritual relaxation. Prepare to connect with your higher self, that part of yourself that has expanded energy and expanded powers far beyond what is in the normal range of human consciousness. Because you are star seeds, and your consciousness has capabilities far beyond a normal person on this planet now. Visualize your aura and command the aura to go into the shape of the cosmic egg, bringing into alignment the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, so that they are all resonating in a harmonious frequency of light. think about the fifth dimension and think about how you are a receiver of fifth dimensional energy and light. Open your crown chakra. I, Giuliano, place a corridor of light around each of your homes and each of the rooms that you are in, so that you may receive this corridor. Allow your spirit body to rise up out of your crown chakra. Enter the corridor and travel with me to my starship Athena now at the speed of thought. Oh. Traveling through the corridor and arrive instantaneously at the doorway to the starship Athena. I, in Helioa, greet you at the entrance point, and we, as your guides, lead you down the hallway into our beloved Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber room. Enter the room now. And in the center of the room is the holographic image of planet Earth, and a holographic image that is focused specifically on North America, the beloved North America, home of the United States of America, Mexico, and Canada. Sit around a circle. There are many other planetary healers here, planetary healers from other parts of the galaxy. For how you are proceeding and how you are working is of great interest to many higher souls in the galaxy, specifically the Galactic Council. In front of the Gaia holographic image of Gaia focused on North America, in front of there I've placed a white screen. And we are going to superimpose on the screen your concerns. And it's your concerns that are key and vital to the relationship and influence that Mother Earth can and will exert in and at your request. The Earth and the relationship to the Earth is a subject of vital importance. How does the species relate to the planet? Does the species have respect for the planet? Does the species attempt to interact with the spirit of the planet? These are key points. And you who regularly meet with us in the Gaia Healing Chamber, seek out and interact with the spirit of the earth. And by doing so, she pays attention to what you think and what you request. And remember that it is a two-way street, because the Earth also will ask from you ways that you can be of service to the Earth, such as visiting sacred sites, plus as such as making your home and your yard sacred, and using medicine wheels as ways of communicating to her and bringing down light from the higher galactic sources into the core spirit of Mother Earth. All of these measures add great strength and receptivity for Mother Earth. So we will put the first is the concern about radiation from man-made sources, including what is known as 5G. Next, we will focus on our concerns for what is known as the super volcano in Yellowstone National Park. Next, we will focus on what is called the lack of interaction with the spirit of the earth and ways of improving the spirit of the earth and its her relationship with humanity. And finally, we will look at polarizations on all levels, economic and political especially, for it are these polarizations that also hinder man's ability to interact with the earth. And we will focus on unity consciousness. Unity consciousness is where everyone realizes we're brothers and sisters, and the hatred and the polarizations are eliminated, for, as they say, you are all on the same boat, and if that boat sinks, everyone sinks. First, let us look at radiation and the effects on the aura. At this time, I call on the Earth to help shield all light workers and all persons involved and around any man-made radiation. And I also call on you, the starseeds, to strengthen your auras so that radiations on whatever frequency, whatever high frequency, are and will not damage your energy field. So visualize now a superimposed image of yourself on the earth with protections around your energy field. And picture increased electromagnetic energy being emitted from the earth to neutralize any effects and all effects of man-made radiation such as 5G from humans, protecting humans. For the earth has special capabilities in her interaction with the galaxy, her interaction with outer space, her interaction with the sun, to receive and process neutralization energies. And let the neutralization energies, sometimes actually referred to as the null zone frequency, be transmitted to the Earth at the right calibration, at the right calibration, which will neutralize harmful radiation but still allow the electromagnetic transduction of frequencies that are necessary for the operation of this planet. Let us meditate on those thoughts for a moment. the Earth has a capability of emitting the null frequency energy field, call on that null frequency energy field, for it is always around and it will protect you. Let us focus now on the supervolcanic area known as Yellowstone. And we say, let this supervolcano stay asleep. Let it release only the necessary energies, but not erupt at any time. And we seek calmness and stability in the Yellowstone area now. We'll write this on the screen on the board in front of Gaia. Calmness, stability in Yellowstone. Think about that, those words, and let us go into silence again. And I, with your assistance, focus on the holographic image of the North America and the holographic image of Yellowstone, and I send the image of golden rays of calmness and peace and stability to Yellowstone. And I ask, and we ask together, that Mother Earth do what is ever necessary in the underground geological nature to keep Yellowstone calm and stable. And in this time of polarizations and confrontations on all levels, we ask that the golden light of enlightenment, the golden light of stability, the golden light of unity consciousness, acting in the greatest good for all brothers and sisters, we ask that that light reach all of the leaders in North America so that they see and can transcend polarizations and begin to do what is best for all people, to begin to do what is best for this planet Earth, to ensure its safety and the future of our children, and the future of all plants and animals, the future of our oceans, the future of our air, the future of our biosphere. So we say, let the correct and most wise decisions and energy reach the consciousness of all elevated leaders on whatever party, on whatever side, so that they all come into unity for the betterment of our beautiful planet. Let us meditate on that thought. And we ask for stability and the elimination as quickly as possible of this COVID-19 virus. And that there be the enlightened consciousness to take the correct steps for protection of the environment, protection of the biosphere, and the correct teachings for elevating the weakened immune system of humanity and the weakened immune system of all peoples in North America for the real crisis is the weakened immune system of humanity. It's not the virus. It's opportunistic, but it's opportunistic because it is taking advantage of weak immune systems among the population. Let us seek our connection back to Mother Earth, through which we will find the right ingredients to strengthen humanity's immune system now. All of these thoughts are now inscribed on this beautiful etheric paper in front of the Gaia's holographic image. To the best of your ability and what you can remember, send your arcane thoughts to each of those statements that we have used. Let us go back into silence and work on those, emboldening the words on the paper, on the tablet. Five, we will download that whole tablet into the spirit of Mother Earth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, all of the thoughts, requests, and energy, unity, protection, stability, strengthening, neutralizing, are all downloaded with our requests for the proper outcomes now. The tablet has reached Mother Earth, the spirit of Mother Earth. She has received them, and she honors you, the star seeds, for your work and your higher service to humanity. Feel the power and the love and energy for Gaia in this chamber. And now, prepare to leave the chamber, knowing that you will be able to come back at any time in the future. Walking out of the hallway to the entranceway of the starship Athena. Re-enter the corridor and travel at the speed of thought through the corridor back into your room and to a place 6 feet above your physical body, and re-enter now in perfect alignment. You're feeling energized, spiritually strong, and optimistic for the unity of all brothers and sisters on this planet. I am Giuliano. Good day.